4 NUE Mobile.
This is N5CSA Mobile in Anderson.
That's calling station. Can you say your call sign one more time? I believe dog wiped you out. Over.
This is November 5, Charlie Sierra Alpha, N5CSA, roger, mobile in Anderson, good morning.
Hey, K-O-4-N-U-E, name is Chad, and I am mobile on Highway 11, headed toward the Easley area. How are you today, Robert?
Chad, good morning. Yes, I'm doing well. Got two kids in the car to deposit at school, and then I'm off to work. But doing well, and I hope you're doing the same. I heard you call out there, and it didn't seem like anybody was going to be around right at the moment, so I thought I'd just come back to you and say hello and see what's going on with you.
KB2HXS Mobile.
All right, recognizing Dave, KB2HXS. Yes, sir. So no kids. I am by myself and headed to Easley. I'm trying to go Easley 25 and 11 so I can stay off of 85. Not exactly sure how that's going to work, but, you know, hey, I'm going to give it a shot. But no kids, no school kids. All my kids are, out on their own. My oldest got married last month, so I got two more to get married. But nonetheless, they're out on their own. And I got a feeling my morning ride might be a little quieter than yours.
Well, quieter anyway, probably. We'll pass it over to the other station. This is N5CSA.
Hi, in the group, KB2HXS. Good morning, gentlemen. And you too, Chad. Yeah, I'm like Chad. I have nobody in the car but me and my thoughts. And maybe some music in the background, but I'm heading off to do a few things today, take care of a couple of customers, hopefully, and get my weekend started. Going to have a long day today. Chad, I was up in North Carolina yesterday, and I heard the 3-3 machine. The thing's got a pretty good footprint up that way.
It does a really good job covering where this one drops off. There's hardly any overlap, especially coming up Highway 14. It just, this repeater just, I mean, it just quits. And you move over to the 330 and it just, you know, by the time you get the radio changed over, it's, you know, you're in. So, it works out.
You kept it on 3-3. Let me see if I have this. I don't want to cut the other station off. Yeah, I was listening on there. We went up to Spruce Pine yesterday, and we did a little bit of bopping around on the parkway and stuff, and just had a nice day, you know, and just kept the radio on, but not really talking too much. Me and the missus had a nice day yesterday. Over to the other station, Anderson. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. Name here is Dave. Calls are KB2HXS Mobile. Go ahead.
XS, Dave, this is Roger in Anderson. Yep. Like you told Chad, I'm just mobile into work here and dropping off grandkids. Dropping off the grandkids. And, I've got somebody trying to get me on the phone, so I'm going to back out and let you guys go ahead. Pleasure to meet both of you. Have a great day. 73 from N5CSA in Anderson.
Have a wonderful day. Dave, what you got on the schedule for today, over?
I got to run down. I got to pick up an evaporator coil. I'm actually on my way to my distributor right now down on Rutherford Road down there. Got to pick up an evaporator coil. I have to go to a customer's house this morning and go look at a package unit. I can't install the coil till 3 o'clock this afternoon. That's when the folks come home. I got a few things to do in the meantime. Otherwise, that's pretty much it. It's going to be a late night because The coil won't take me but a couple of hours. It's just the cleanup work I got to do on the unit. A lot of dirt and dust inside the air handler. It's one of those mobile home downflow units where the coil sits on top and the blower assembly sits below it and blows down to the floor into the ductwork. So, got to try and get these people fixed up and cooling and heating again.
That. So, what's the strangest or weirdest thing you've ever seen while doing air conditioner work?
I guess the strangest thing I've ever seen was down in Florida. We were doing a change out at a gentleman's house, and when I moved the condenser out of the way, there was a big old fat snake coiled up under it, enjoying the heat of the compressor, and it scared the bejesus out of me. But that's about the strangest thing, I guess.
Boy, that would be quite. I don't know how I'd handle that. Was it in the basement or a crawl space?
No, this was under the condenser. This was outside. They don't have crawl spaces in Florida. It's all slabs down here. Unless you get into it, you know, in a trailer or something, then it's a crawl space to run the ductwork. Then you're swimming in water. No, this was under the condenser. The condenser had the plastic seat on it, so it was raised up a couple inches. So the snake had a nice little place to hang out.
Well, was it a python?
I do not know, sir. I do not know that. I'm not a snake person. My wife knows all that kind of stuff. What I did do was I went and got my flat shovel and gently picked him up and brought him to the bushes, and he was happy to go on about his business, and I'd left him alone.
I like to ask people, you know, different professions, what's the strangest thing they've ever seen, just to see, you know, what they tell me. I've been doing that for years. I've been all over the world, asked different people, you know, that question, and most of them you can't repeat on radio, but, you know, that was a good one, a snake. I'll have to put that one in my book.
Oh, yeah, well, you do see some strange things once in a while, but... You know, it's mainly people. They're pretty strange. No, that snake rat, it didn't really scare me so much because it didn't attack me, because it was just coiled up, you know, under the condensing unit. And then he was just hanging out under there, keeping warm. So, but, yeah, that was pretty much it. I'm trying to think back over the years. Yeah, it's been about the strangest thing I've ever really come in contact with.
Okay. Well, I think that is repeatable on the radio. One of the strangest things I've ever seen. You may not think it is, but the first deployment we were in Iraq, and we were inside the FOB, which is a forward operating base, and this. I don't know, probably 20, 30 feet up in the air, this green, illuminated stick was just floating in the air, and it had every soldier on that FOB upset. You know, we had weapons out, blah, blah, blah. We didn't know what it was, but it was highly fluorescent, about 6 inches long, and it took a couple of days to figure out what it was, but one of the TCNs, or third country nationals, had a kite, and he tied a chem light to it every night, just so he could, you know, see what it looked like. Well, the TCNs weren't allowed to stay in our base. They had their own little base, and he'd let it drift over our base, and, oh boy, that was, you know, the night of the green stick. It's what we called it. It was kind of funny afterwards, but I guess you just had to be there.
I can imagine. And you're getting a little bit noisy on your signal. I'm not really sure where you're at or what your power level is, but it definitely a little scratchy there for a little bit, but readable. Yeah, I'm gonna fall into. The dead zone here very shortly when I get to Rutherford Road, so let me back out I will catch you either here or on the other machine. I'm going to be out and about all around today, so I'll be on and off. And we'll catch you later. Maybe you can tell me those other stories if we ever meet in person.
Yeah, roger that. Well, it's nice talking to you today, Dave, and you be safe. I will be heading down to Shaw Air Force Base today with my stepfather. And he's legally blind and wants to, as he says, I want to see my Air Force base one more time. So I'm taking him down there for the day. And good luck with your call, and I hope you have much success with it. KO4NUE 73, I'm clear, sir.
You're doing a great thing. Thank you, Shad. Thank you. All right, you have a great day, too. We'll talk to you again. And 4NUE KB2HXS. Or is it KO4? I can't remember.
KO4. KO4, never underestimate evil.
Good one. All right, KO4, NUE, KB2, HX, that should be out of here. See ya.